Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
2 weeks ago, my life as I knew it changed in an instant, and my family will never be the same.
A New Jersey federal judge going public for the first time since her son was shot and killed and her husband wounded at their home in North Brunswick. In an emotional video just released, Judge Esther Salas says,
"A madman, who I believe was targeting me because of my position as a federal judge, came to my house."
She says the free flow of personal information off the internet allowed the shooter to find her address. Police believe the shooter, who was dressed as a delivery driver, was targeting the judge. He later killed himself. The National Weather Service issuing watches and warnings for the coasts of North and South Carolina as tropical storm Isaias is approaching. The storm forecast to increase in strength and come ashore there late tonight and then impact the mid-Atlantic states tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Congressional Democratic leaders and Trump administration officials are to continue talks today after making little progress over the weekend on a new coronavirus relief package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Chief Chuck Schumer, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows have been talking on and off for days now. Two NASA astronauts in a SpaceX capsule splashing down off the Florida coast yesterday afternoon, capping a two-month mission to the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine calling it a great day for the agency as well as the United States of America. Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley then held a news conference after splashdown, where Hurley said,
"It did not seem like this was the first NASA SpaceX mission with astronauts on board. It seemed to go extremely smooth, but we also realized there's a lot of work to go. We need to look at the data. But again, overall, things seem to go very, very, very well."
This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
A massive Southern California wildfire that just keeps getting bigger is forcing thousands of people to evacuate. The Apple Fire, as it's been named, is burning in rugged territory in Riverside County, east of Los Angeles. Close to 8,000 people ordered out of their homes as the fire that started Friday surged over 20,000 acres yesterday. More than 1,300 firefighters, backed by helicopters and planes dumping water, are working to try to get a line around the fire that started just north of the city of Beaumont. Comedian Sacha Baron Cohen will have to give a deposition in former Alabama Judge Roy Moore's defamation suit against him. A federal judge in New York City turning down the over-the-top British comedian and actor's motion to dismiss the suit. Moore and his wife are suing Cohen, CBS, and Showtime over Cohen calling him a pedophile in the now-canceled series Who is America? During Moore's 2017 Senate campaign, a number of women did accuse him of pursuing romantic relationships with him when when they were just teenagers, and he was a prosecutor in his 30s. And a deckhand on the Discovery Channel's reality show Deadliest Catch has died. The family of Melon Reyes posted Sunday on Facebook that he died of a heart attack on Thursday, a day after he was rushed to a hospital in his hometown of Whitefish, Montana. He was 38 years of age. Find us online at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard and because it's necessary above all things. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Gerard Lomero is up next. I want to bring him on right now. Gerard, before we talk about freedom of speech and your latest commentary, I do want to get your comments on, a couple things that happened over the weekend, particularly with the Sunday talk show. First of all, let me say good morning and welcome.
Hi, it's great to be with you.
Well, I was taken back by Chris Wallace. He never ceases to stun me. He repeatedly was pressing the Trump advisor, Jason Miller, on whether the campaign would accept foreign assistance. And I'm thinking, Jason, please remind him that it wasn't Trump that accepted foreign assistance in 2015, 2016. It was the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. I just could not believe he kept asking that question. He was getting frustrated because Miller wasn't giving him, the answer, I guess, that he wanted to hear, like as if he was going to say, well, yes, we all got together, we raised our hands, and we wouldn't accept any foreign assistance this time around. I just could not believe this.
Kind of absurd, isn't it? I mean, after all the evidence has been placed on the public's agenda, they know
yes.
it. People know it around the country. They understand what happened. Books have been written.
Yes.
Many books have been written. And yet they ask those kind of silly questions.
But the book is in need of being written, and the book is the one that really gets down to the specifics of saying who is responsible. This goes into the Oval Office, speaking with Sidney Powell, others, Matt Whitaker. They know it all leads into the Oval Office with Barack Obama. Barack Obama orchestrated this. His personality was he was a micromanager. Everybody knows that understands anything about his administration. Nothing happened in his administration without his knowledge. I don't care if it was Benghazi. I don't care Fast and Furious, certainly, and including what happened with Russiagate. It went through the Oval Office, but, will they go after him? Even A.G. Barr said not likely.
It's possible they will not go to the presidency out of great respect for the office, I think. But I do believe everyone under him will eventually face the bar of justice.
Well, Richard Nixon had to. I checked, wasn't he president at the time?
Yeah, that's true. He resigned. Obama can't resign. He's gone.
Right.
Whether or not to bring him back for a criminal trial, that's another issue. I certainly think that being a country founded on the rule of law, we should go after anyone. But I'm saying I think it's out of deference to the office that they probably don't want to drag him out and put him in jail. But I do think everyone up right to that high level of the people that work directly for Obama will face indictment. And I think it's coming soon. I predicted it a year ago. It would come roughly this summer, the end of this summer.
Well, Durham is the people's Obi-Wan Kenobi here, and we're looking to him. Hopefully, we're not disappointed. And, of course, we found out in the recent hearings with AG Barr, a fiasco that was. I mean, a show trial almost, a show hearing for Democrats. It was absolutely absurd. And how embarrassing, you know, and how galling for the American people to realize we're paying the knuckleheads for this.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's really pathetic.
It is. And I think most conservatives, most Republicans, most people who have a sense of fairness want justice to happen. And I think everybody's rooting for it. And I think we've had a lot of hints from a lot of people and a lot of subtle statements that indicate it's going to happen. And I've been predicting for almost a year that it would happen at the end of the summer, because I thought that's how long it would take.
Right.
Do justice.
Well, and that was without even understanding we had COVID to deal with. But I guess a lot of people are concerned about here, Gerard, is that if this doesn't happen soon, it won't happen, because then the election. Because this is why this adds to the desperation for Democrats right now. This is why they're fighting for their very lives, and it's so ironic. They're fighting for their very lives with a weakened candidate for president. And the way the polls are being set up, and, you know, again, it's, you know, the 2015-2016 cycle one more time, deja vu, with the thumb on the scale on these polls. And you know better.
Right, absolutely. Anytime I can read the internal of the polls, I do. Mm-hmm. And I see the same mistakes being made again. And it's either intentionally, where they're trying to make news with the polls, or it's unintentionally, in case it's sloppy scientific polling. I don't know which.
Purposely biased, because the media and all these other entities, high tech and all, are so in the tank for Joe Biden. I mean, what are they saying in behind closed doors, knowing that they're supporting Joe Biden? I mean, every time you see a soundbite or a non-soundbite from Joe stumbling and trying to, it's really sorrowful for me. I mean, I cannot help but feel sorry. I'm not doing an end zone dance on it. I'm just thinking, my goodness, this party is holding up a candidate that is so flawed and clearly mentally deficient. And what they're doing here, you know, what are they hoping? At the last minute, they're going to come in with, maybe Michelle Obama, you know, as their candidate or something? Well, what's going on?
Well, that is a possibility. I think a lot of them believe that he will not win, and that's why the polls are what they say, and that's why they make the kind of ridiculous statements they make, like Trump won't leave office if he loses. They kind of put that in.
Yeah.
It's just the opposite. I mean, will Biden, try to take this thing to court when it's all over, and he loses, because it's going to be Hillary Clinton all over again. He also has the important variable that I look at, voter intensity. His voter intensity is so low, it's like Hillary Clinton. What it means is, if someone says, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden in a poll, they're not that likely to actually vote for him, because his voter intensity is so low.
Right.
And that's a critical variable that I think I pioneered in helping to create as a way of, you know, forecasting elections.
And I know you're measuring this part as well. Rasmussen as well even cited this, Gerard, that people have accepted that pollsters do not want to hear anything other than Joe Biden, pollsters and others, and they just they either don't say anything, or they just say something just to get them off the phone and move on,
or they mislead them on purpose.
Exactly,
they want to show
Melissa Francis
egg on their face.
Melissa Francis from Fox News had said that she got called twice and she purposely misled them.
Sure,
yeah,
not
that's
all
what goes
the time.
On. Unbelievable. The other thing I thought was interesting, we got about 35 seconds to break here, was the interview of Tammy Duckworth and also Karen Bass on the short list. Vice presidential candidates, of course, Biden will revealing his pick. But how they talked about how the president, the statements that they made about how wrong the president, but no specific, just, you know, just rhetoric. And Chris Wallace allowed them to make these statements without even any follow-up questions. I think it was disgusting and disappointing because it's giving the people all the wrong information. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Gerard Lomero after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, the fight, you're going. You come so far, keep going.
for a comeback. Ladies and gentlemen, look, at it's up to we the people. And, you know, there's right decisions and wrong decisions to be made right now. And I would say, Dr. Gerard Lomero, a lot of decisions are being made based on emotion, and that's very dangerous. I mean, our own experience, it doesn't take long living life, and you realize when you look back, you go, wow, those decisions I made when I was in the midst of emotion, no bueno. But when I was calm and stepped back a little bit as best I could, even in the midst of emotions, my decisions, my choices were more appropriate. And this is the opportunity that lies before America, before the world, for that matter, today, in the midst of COVID-19, wars, rumors of wars, famine all around the world right now. These are really very desperate times, and I'm not sure that people are seeing it that way. What do you think?
Well, I think you're correct. And by the way, one thing about the human brain is if the emotional side is turned on, the rational side has a difficulty in reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the reason why I believe the left spends so much of their time on emotional issues, because they're trying to keep people from being able to think.
Mm-hmm.
Remember in the history of socialism, which I have an enormous library on socialism, and I've read an enormous amount, mm-hmm. over the 150 years of since Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto with Friedrich Engels, what they did was they never debated their points because they couldn't win economically or politically,
mm-hmm.
Or in any other manner. What they did was they always attacked their opponents. They always criticized them, Nazis, misogynists, homophobes, one criticism after another, one attack. One ad hominem attack after another. That is
exactly.
The style.
Right.
That is the style of the left.
And amazing that the mainstream media has become part and parcel of that strategy, which is an indication of how all in they are. And let's add into the mix high tech, big tech, what they're doing, you know, Google and Twitter and Facebook. And I will say this, you've got to check out Gerard's new book, Real World Socialism. What he's sharing with you right now is from that book, and you'll understand the top political issue of the 2020 presidential election. We're being worked, and we've got to pause a moment, and as you say, and engage that part of the brain that can reason and be logical. But in the midst of emotions, you know, Black Lives Matter, all this fervor that's being put out into the body politic as we go into the 2020 election, this is extremely dangerous, what is before us right now, if calmer heads do not prevail.
People have to realize that the bottom line of this election and all the smaller elections, when I say this election, I'm talking about 2020 presidential election, and all the ones that go with it, the governors that are running, the mayors, the congressional seats that are up for grabs, all these have to do with one thing. Does America choose socialism because the Democrats and the left want it?
Mm-hmm.
Or does America stick with the Constitution, freedom, free enterprise, and that's what most of the Republicans want, even if some of them don't even support Trump? They want it.
Exactly.
And that is the view. And I think any vote for the left is a vote for socialism and Marxism. And let's face it, Black Lives Matter is a Marxist ideological political organization. Its goal is to destroy America as we know it,
mm-hmm.
with a constitution and with freedom. That's why they go against the freedom of speech. That's why they go against the freedom to keep and bear arms. That's why they go against the freedom of religion. They are, in essence, a pseudo-religion. They are a quasi-religion.
Exactly.
Because you cannot argue their points on reason. It's only based on faith. They have faith that the government is smarter than we are. And the people on our side, the conservative side, those who believe in freedom, we don't see it that way. We see freedom as coming from God and being very important. And also, all the proof of how well we've done over the years is because we've had the freedom to innovate. We've had the freedom to do things better. But government always fails at that. Government does not create wealth. Freedom creates wealth in the hands of individuals who are inspired by God.
Exactly. Well, and as the Bible makes clear, the freedoms that we enjoy are God-given, not given by the government, you know, for the specific reason that if left in the hands of man, man will always take it away from you. But if we acknowledge and hold to our God-given freedoms, then it's more difficult to to be eradicated, which is the only thing that's kind of holding us together right now, is that there's enough remnant that believes still in God. And as you point out, and that's really the big bottom line of all this. And you said clearly, socialists, they want to replace God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, with this new God, with the God of the government. That's what they want to replace it with. And people need to see how pernicious this is. I mean, Ronald Reagan, and I mentioned this earlier, but I will remind people again, Ronald Reagan reminded us back in 1984 at the Ecumenical Prayer Breakfast in Dallas, Texas, says, if we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. Pretty much says it all as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, I think the point, by the way, American exceptionalism is the belief that our freedoms came from God. That's what's exceptional, because no other nation based their government on the fact that it's living with God-given freedom. Mm-hmm. That's why we're exceptional. That's why we became great. That's why we became wealthy. Right. Because when you believe in God and you live a godly life and you use the freedom to help others, which is what free enterprise is all about. You go to work, you try to create something new, you create a new business, a new product, you work hard. It's to make the other people. It's really do unto others as you do unto yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's such a good thing. It's such a good system. And these Marxists, they want to destroy it. They believe in government.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it always fails.
Yeah. Yeah, and as you say, it is a godly principle. God blesses us to bless others. And what has America done? We've been leading the way constantly. You know, when there are devastations in the world, famine or any kind of natural disaster, America is leading the way. They're leading the charge consistently to go and help people because of the freedoms that we enjoy here. You know, we drew reference to your commentary about freedom of speech, and are we going to hold to that, or you ask, are you afraid of offending someone?
Yes, which is not in the Constitution. We have freedom of speech. Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be free, or else how do we find the best solutions?
Exactly.
You know, these doctors that went to Washington, D.C. to talk about their experience with COVID-19 and treating it with hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Max and zinc and that, they said they didn't lose any patients, even older ones.
Mm-hmm.
They reported great news, and yet the media doesn't want to have a solution. They want this country to be locked down because it hurts the economy, and they think that's going to hurt Trump.
Well, the thing is also that's motivating this is they're in the tank with those on the left, and consider those on the left that you follow the money. Okay, hydroxychloroquine is what, I don't know, $10 a pill. Remdesivir, $3,000. What do you think? I mean, no wonder hydroxychloroquine is being kicked to the back seat and saying, you know, that it's irrelevant, but yet we keep hearing anecdotally the incredible success from these frontline doctors you're referring to that have been canceled. This is all very dangerous right now at the expense of lives, and then they want to blame Trump for 150,000 deaths and counting here in America, but we've got these political forces and winds that are coming in the face of any kind of, projected solution.
Absolutely. And by the way, those numbers, too, they're cooked as well. I'm pretty sure from all the research I've done that they are defining cases very loosely, and they're defining
diet. We got to leave it there to be picked up later. More
individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax
Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
2 weeks ago, my life as I knew it changed in an instant, and my family will never be the same.
A New Jersey federal judge going public for the first time since her son was shot and killed and her husband wounded at their home in North Brunswick. In an emotional video just released, Judge Esther Sala says,
"A madman who I believe was targeting me because of my position as a federal judge came to my house."
She says the free flow of personal information off the internet allowed the shooter to find her address. Police believe the shooter, who was dressed as a delivery driver, was targeting the judge. He later killed himself. The National Weather Service issuing watches and warnings for the coasts of North and South Carolina as tropical storm Isaias is approaching. The storm forecast to increase in strength and come ashore there late tonight and then impact the mid-Atlantic states tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are. Bill Martinez here, and our conversation with Stephen Strang continues his new book, God, Trump, and COVID-19. We're starting to get into the prophetic, and the reason, if people can pause for just a moment, if the idea of prophecy makes you nervous, understand that no other God, no other institution can tell you what's going to happen with 100 or 1,000% accuracy. The only entity that I know that has been consistent to that measure is God Almighty Himself. So, though you may feel a little uncomfortable about the prophetic, you need to understand why the prophetic even exists, right, Stephen? I mean, God blessed us. I mean, God is warning us. He's telling us what's going to happen in advance for several reasons. That number one, we'd be forewarned and prepared. But the other thing is that we'd be reinforced with the validation like God needs it. But you know, at least our own validation, understanding that God does exist, that He's not some, you know, cosmic force just sitting there somewhere in the moon, just floating around, disinterested with what's happening with His creation.
Exactly right. And, you know, really the purpose in life is to please God and to serve God and to understand what He's saying and to understand all of this stuff and to try to make sense of it. And the prophets are not just prophesying that Donald Trump would be reelected. Of course, there are a number of them that prophesied in 2016 against all odds that God had raised him up, almost like King Cyrus in the Old Testament, who was a pagan king that God used, with the idea that God always uses imperfect people. I mean, hello. Every human being is imperfect.
I was going to say, the pool is very deep in that end. You know,
right, but somehow right. All the Pharisees
You know, Jesus had to deal with the Pharisees. In fact, he had more trouble with the Pharisees than he did with the Romans in his day. And you have all these Pharisees, you know, these very pious Christians, so-called, that, you know, they just can't support a president who would say hell or damn. Right. Guess what? It's part of our culture, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not, you know, it's been said before, we didn't elect a Sunday school teacher. We elected a president, commander-in-chief. And, but these prophets are also saying, you know, America is really going in the wrong direction. And what we need is not just to elect more Republicans, although when you're faced with a binary choice, the Republicans at least sort of go with, you know, Judeo-Christian principles.
Well, they're supporting life. Yeah, supporting life versus death.
Exactly, life and marriage and a whole slew of things. But I'm saying they're not godly. What America really needs is to repent and turn to God. And there are some leaders who are saying, and I know it sounds extreme, that somehow all this turmoil, the COVID, the unrest that's even happened since Memorial Day, all these things are going to spark a great revival in our country that we really need to get it going in the right direction. Because, you know, my whole lifetime, and your lifetime too, we've been seeing the country move farther and farther away from the Judeo-Christian values that our country was founded on, and it seems like lately it's almost been at warp speed. And who would have thought that the whole Democratic Party, the party of John Kennedy and FDR and Harry Truman, would that their platform would almost be like a communist manifesto?
Well, it is.
I heard Victor Davis Hanson the other day make that comparison on TV, and I thought, you know, he's probably right, even though I haven't read it word for word. But a lot of the stuff they say is really socialism, communism, and it's like, you know, even the more moderates, Biden, his whole career has kind of been a moderate. He hasn't really done anything, but he's kind of stayed center.
Well, he's pretended to stay in the middle, but he's malleable, and even more so now, and that's what's happening with the Squad and Bernie Sanders and what that that wing of the Democratic Party is doing. They're pulling him hard left into a zip code that he's not very familiar with.
You're right, but you know, he's a empty shell. Mm-hmm. All he wants to do is have, you know, historically be elected president. He doesn't even intend to run a second time if he were to get elected. He's pretty old. My mother, who I mentioned earlier, has a form of dementia, and I've seen her deteriorate over time. And to me, I'm not a doctor, but it looks to me like he's got early stages of dementia. I mean, he doesn't even make sense. Right. But it doesn't matter, because he will go along with whatever the radical left wants to do. They just want to get into power, and then they want to fundamentally change America. And this is one of the things I brought up in this book, that this whole COVID-19 thing, which is almost, you know, with a lockdown. When have we ever had a lockdown in our lifetime?
Yeah, never.
This is the first pandemic in history where the healthy were quarantined. Of course you quarantine those who are sick or those who might get sick, you know, with underlying health issues and that type of thing. But everybody kind of went along with it meekly. You know, if we shut this thing down, maybe we can get rid of this pandemic. They shut down churches and everything else. And we've seen some of these governors who will let the protesters protest elbow to elbow without masks, loot and everything else, and somehow they don't even hardly arrest them, and they arrest people who have church services. I mean,
exactly.
Just in the last week or so, the governor of California says, well, you can have church services if it's only so many people, but you can't sing because there's droplets out in the air or something. I mean, we have something called the First Amendment, which the protesters quote, because, of course, the First Amendment also includes free speech, but it includes freedom of worship. It even has a clause that they can't do anything to limit worship. Yet we've seen this happen, and if the left gets in, it's going to be for the whole country. We've seen, in fact, there are some who speculate that some of these Democratic governors know that the church people didn't support them anyway. In fact, a lot of times they almost are entirely on the other side, and they're almost trying to punish them by having all these restrictions. So abortion clinics can be open because they're considered essential. You know, they call abortion choice. If it's choice, that means it can go one way or the other. Why do they have to have abortions during a lockdown? but they do. Liquor stores are open, etc., etc. Churches have been closed. And for Christians, we have got to be concerned about this, because even other conservatives, they might say, well, we need to follow the Constitution, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, if you don't go to church, you don't get that upset if somebody else's religious freedoms are being violated, because it kind of doesn't affect you. Now, if they really believe in the Constitution and freedom, they'll be concerned. But there are a lot of people that really don't care. And my point is that Christians must stand up and speak up. Instead, the Christians tend to be quiet. They tend to be passive. They keep their head down because of this whole cancel culture thing that's going on. I mean, there's an example of a pastor named Chris Hodges, who has the largest church in Alabama. I think he's got 40,000 members. He's a personal friend of mine. He did some likes on some tweets, and it was stuff like Charlie Kirk saying stuff that, you know, was very reasonable. I mean, I read some examples, and he went through and you know, hit like, you know, like
retweeted him.
Your Twitter feed. And there are people who found it, criticized him. It was a big deal in the press, and his huge church has satellite churches, some of which meet in high school auditoriums. And there were three high school boards who wouldn't let him have his church in their school because he had the audacity to like some conservative things that were put on Twitter. I mean, how extreme. So all the other pastors are saying, gee, Chris Hodges is a big pastor, and if they can go after him, they'll go after me. So everybody keeps quiet. In my book, God, Trump, and COVID-19, I'm saying, listen, wake up. See how serious this is. This is a foreshadowing of things to come. We've got to go to the polls. We've got to elect this president. We've got to get this country going in the right direction. And in my opinion, as a Christian, it's going to take a whole lot more than Donald Trump.
Get your hands on this book, ladies and gentlemen. God, Trump, COVID-19, How the Pandemic is Affecting Christians, the World, and America's 2020 Election. This is a time for courage, ladies and gentlemen, especially people of faith. And you know what you stand on. So I think it's easy, you know, all things considered, Stephen, to exercise courage. We just need to take a step forward with boldness and trust in God, right?
That's absolutely right. And I appreciate you saying that about the book. And it's available in Walmart and Sam's and places like that, and also on Amazon.
And we're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Stephen Strang, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
God bless you.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that if you can't get out to get to a VA hospital or clinic, they can come to you? Yep, it's called telehealth. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. Contact your local VA center and ask them how you can enroll in telehealth and join the 25,000 veterans a day that are using telehealth services at the VA. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever.
2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it.
That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625. with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-3787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I think we're still saying it, but I think we need more people to actually believe what that means, you know, to live free or die. I mean, these are God-given liberties if we want to hold and acknowledge that they come from God and not from government. But right now there are forces that want us to believe that somehow these liberties come from them, really? And we've known forever that if our liberties are left in the hand of the man, they become quite precarious, don't they? And, you know, and they can be so fleeting, as we're seeing right now. I mean, it's all so subtle, as they say. I mean, it's gotten to the point now where we can't freely speak, according to Rasmussen. Most people are realizing that they don't want to offend anybody, so they just choose not to say anything. So their freedom of speech, by practice, is being squashed. Now, express their liberty come November the 3rd of 2020, sometime, maybe for some even earlier because of you know, early voting that will be taking place, not mail-in voting, but, you know, absentee voting. But when you look at the difference of what we've had absentee voting forever, but there is a process, and that process protects the integrity of it. Mail-in voting that's being suggested right now puts that all at risk. That's the argument. So don't be duped by it. I mean, it's not like people cannot. I mean, if they're that concerned about COVID, get an absentee ballot, go through the process. It will be correctly registered. Your vote will be appropriately accounted for. This mail-in voting deal is all a ruse. I mean, this is all just to confuse the issue, and that seems to be what's happening more than anything else, is that there are forces, and yes, led by the Democratic Party, that really don't want to simplify things. They just want to confuse it, and they make it seem like, well, again, it must be President Trump's fault, because from day one, it's been President Trump's fault, and all he's done is build an incredible economy, a robust economy, that could you imagine if we didn't have that economy in place and we got hit by COVID-19, what this country would look like now? It would be a disaster. Well, with us right now is Paul Acey. He is now batting for the one and only Adam Holst, and it's always good to have Paul with us. Paul is with Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com. He's a senior associate editor for Focus on the Family organization and department. Hey, Paul, good to have you with us. How are you?
It is fantastic to talk with you. I'm always happy when Adam goes on vacation, because it means I get to talk with you.
Well, yeah. I mean, you just send him a memo and get him lost every once in a while.
Exactly.
He'll get you there and just say, yeah, just move his cheese. What does he care? Hold on. I know. So, yeah, but when I saw that we were going to have a chance to talk, it's been a while, I said, hey, good stuff. Before we get into, you know, plugged in specifics, you know, Paul, what's going on in your world? I mean, you've got your thumb on the pulse of what's happening in not only in the Christian community, but the market at large. What's on your radar specifically?
Well, I tell you what, in terms of the entertainment world, COVID has just knocked it for a loop. It's just, I think everybody is really scrambling. And the interesting thing for me is not even so much what's going on now, although we all know that so few of us can actually go to movies. We know that, that a lot of really high profile things have been pushed down the road for months or even years in some cases. But no one's being able to make anything either. So you have a lot of TVs and radio shows, or TV and movies that just aren't able to produce anything, which means that, you know, next year around this time, there's just not going to be much to review. I'm wondering what I'm going to be doing with my time, quite honestly.
Well, we're going to be critiquing the latest movie of Shadow Puppets. You know, that's what it's going to come down to. You know, you touch on something here, Paul, that I think is hugely significant. And keep an eye out for this. I mean, and speaking of the entertainment world and the entertainment people, I mean, look at, they're not getting the attention, concerts, other things that they would normally get. I mean, podcasts can only take them so far, tweeting only so far. I mean, they hunger. I mean, they are insatiable for the attention of their fans, and right now they're not feeling the love because they're locked down like everybody else. I got to imagine, I mean, if therapists aren't being overused right now in the hubs of entertainment because of the psychological impact it's having on these stars, I think it's a matter of time we start hearing from them. The heck with this lockdown, you know. We're having a concert at Staples Center in Los Angeles, you know, come hell or high water. What do you think?
No, I think that you very well could be right. I mean, the thing about entertainment, when obviously plugged in, we tend to be very cautionary about certain forms of entertainment, and rightly so. But entertainment at its best is about bringing people together. You know, as families, we watch TV together, we go to concerts together, we watch movies together. It's about community. And right now, the entertainment industry is just not able to tap into that sort of communal feel. You know, I know that the Emmy Awards, which are going to be going on September 20th, they're now virtual awards.
Right.
They're not going to have a big banquet. They're not going to have speeches. They're not going to have those interminably long entertainment numbers. So some of us might like that a little bit more. But
yeah,
at the same time...
But what about my goodie bag? Does that mean I don't get the goodie bag?
Exactly.
I mean, that's going to be most upsetting. I mean, you know, these... I mean, the goodie bags are so, they've gotten so big they have to pay taxes on the goodie bag. And you got to believe that Newsom et al. There in California are going to be hovering over, you know, those goodie bags if they give them out.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I would love to get my hands on one of those goodie bags just to actually go through them. You know, they have those lists about what's actually in those goodie bags. But they're like up to $250,000 now. You know,
amazing.
That's more than I paid for my house. That's incredible. So
exactly. It's amazing. So, yeah, there's frustration is only going to continue to mount up all the more, Paul. So we'll have to see how that plays out. Hey, let's take a look at what you're reviewing this week. We've got about 5 minutes left here, and we've got a lot streaming, like the lot, is it Latte and the Magic Waterstone, is that it, am I saying that right?
Latte and the Magic Waterstone. It's been sort of a strange week for movies.
Was this produced by a bunch of baristas or something, or what?
You might think. Actually, oddly enough, like maybe some coffee house conversations, this movie goes on a little bit too long for comfort. It's a really sweet animated movie that's targeted right at kids, and it talks a lot about perseverance and courage and all of these things. It's about this little hedgehog named Latte who goes off with a friend of hers to find this magic waterstone because her community is dealing with a terrible drought, and so they need to get this water stone that's been stolen by a bear. And so it's kind of a cute tale that probably goes on a little bit too long. Mm-hmm. You have some insults being thrown about by these little animated critters, but for the most part, it's fairly family friendly. I'm not going to vouch for it necessarily as a quality movie, but it does have some really cool messages. So if you and your family are really dying to watch something together, this might be an option for you.
What about Good Deeds?
You know, I am not familiar with Good Deeds. I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going to your website. So, by the way, if we're lacking anything here, just go and check out pluggedin.com, and you can read the review there. Legend of Five Mile Cave.
Legend of Five Mile Cave is a very cool old-time Western type of feel. The reviewer actually called it sort of Old West meets the Hallmark Channel, the good version of the Hallmark Channel. It's about this mom and her boy. They get together and they are trying to make it through the first stages of the Great Depression, and this old timer comes on and stays with them and works a little bit with them. And as he works there for his room and board, he gets pretty close to the sun and starts telling him these stories of this old guy named Shooter Green, who he claims is a real life cowboy back in the old days. Turns out Shooter Green was a real life cowboy. And so it's really, a lot of the story is told in flashback. It talks about Shooter Green and his adventures and his love and how he was thrown in prison for a crime he didn't commit, and it's a very dramatic tale. It's a sweet story that it really doesn't have very many problems. If you're old enough to remember like old time westerns, this feels a lot like it.
Yeah, I grew up with old time westerns back in the days when we paid a nickel to get in the movie theater. Man, do I sound old or what? my dad would give me 25 cents. That covered a drink, a entrance into the movie, and some popcorn. I mean, good times.
Just to go back to Good Deeds, just to let you know, that's a Tyler Perry movie. That's actually, that had come out a while ago, and it was just pushed to the streaming services now. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons. We didn't just review it, so it's a little bit of an older movie, but it is out now in some streaming outlets.
Yeah, another one like that is The Notebook, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The Notebook has been around for a long time, and I know that my daughter has watched The Notebook probably more times than she's an adult now, so yeah. She doesn't, you know, but she's seen it quite a few times, and I know that quite a few other people have. It was Ryan Gosling's coming out party in a way, so
without a doubt, yeah. But always good fun and very touching. It is always you know, some of those classics like that are just really special. A little less than a minute left here, Paul. How about Spotlight?
Spotlight is a movie that won Academy Awards, tons of Academy Awards, a couple of years ago, and it really focuses on the investigation of the Catholic sex scandal that took place several years back. It's a very well told but very gritty story. It is grim. Obviously, some of the content there is very difficult to get through, but it is fairly gripping. It won Best Picture, an Oscar for Best Picture, so you know it's well told. But it's definitely an R-rated story.
You got to go to pluggedin.com, check it out, whether it's movies, TV, music, games, books, all right there. All the great work from the team of pluggedin.com. And Paul Ace has been with us, and of course, he'll be back with us next week as well, Paul. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight, or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect. Learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.